Hello, and welcome to the Tracy Momi Creative Podcast. My name is Tracy Momi, and I am an author and freelance graphic designer. And this podcast is actually, it's considered take two. I previously recorded a podcast that I felt like was utter and complete garbage. So I'm re-recording this podcast, and it will replace the previous podcast. So hopefully not many people listen to that first one, and this one will be the podcast that should have been recorded. I think it's interesting that most of the topic that I talked about in that first podcast was about, you know, being true to yourself or being authentic, and I barely even recognized myself when I was talking. My voice is all breathy and I sounded like an NPR reject. I don't even know what I was doing or why I was doing it. And you know what? That's a lie. I know why I was doing it, because, you know, just like I was talking about in the actual podcast, sometimes we try to conform or change who we are, the way we look, the way we sound, and various things that inherently make us who we are, so that we can be more widely accepted or understood, or, you know, have people like us, or, you know, a whole lot of other stuff that at the end of the day, if you don't like yourself, if you're not comfortable with yourself, if you don't understand yourself, it really is not going to matter what other people think about you, because you're going to constantly feel like you're falling short, you know, in some way, living for other people's approval. So yeah, so we had to scrap that first podcast. So this is, I would consider this my official podcast for the start of the new year. Welcome to 2017. Cannot believe another year has come and gone. This podcast, this is something I've been wanting to do for a while. And my plans are to just kind of talk about, you know, topics that I want to talk about, that I feel are relevant to creatives and maybe people that are considered late bloomers, because I feel like I've learned a lot of lessons along the way in life, and I'm finally getting to a point where I'm comfortable with who I am. And it's crazy because I'm 46 and this is just now happening for me. And I just want to share some of my thoughts, you know, in these podcasts that I will be doing. I'm hoping to do them bi-monthly, but just some of my thoughts, some lessons that I've learned. I'll be, you know, sharing some of my work, talking about maybe books that I've read, you know, providing resources, and I hope to have the occasional guest or two. So today I just want to just quickly, and that's another thing, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I have to admit that some of them I can't follow all the way through with, because, you know, an hour, 45 minutes, that's just like too long for people to be talking. And the only way that you would probably gain my attention for that long is like if I'm in a car and I'm on my way somewhere, I'm stuck in traffic and I can't go anywhere. But I'm all about, you know, kind of getting to the point, kind of, you know, dropping a gem or two. And, you know, letting people be about their day and going on with their life and not just sitting like waiting for me to get to the point. So having said that, my point today is just about second chances. You know, every year at the beginning of the year, so many people have such high hopes because they feel like this is going to be their year. This is a second chance for them. Things didn't go the way they maybe planned in, you know, the prior year, but this is going to be their year. And I will be the first to say that I think that as human beings, you know, our species, that is what we thrive on, hope. Because if we didn't have hope, there's a lot of crazy shit that goes on in the world. And if you thought that there was no way to overcome that, God forbid, I don't know, there'd probably be a lot of people jumping off buildings or whatever. But I just would, excuse me, I would say the thing about having hope, it's one thing to just hope and pray and wish for something to happen. Then there's another thing to go out and kind of, you know, set the thing in motion. I don't think you can just sit up and pray for something or hope for something or wish for something, but you just like, you're sitting in the bed every day going, okay, I hope I get that job. I hope I write that book. You have got to take some actionable steps to also make things come to fruition. And I think for a lot of us, And the thing that's hard about being consistent is that we aren't honest about who we really are. And that's kind of what the other podcast alluded to. It was called Revelations, and it's about having revelations about yourself. You know, I'm just now getting to the point where I will admit to myself, to the world, whoever, I am low-key lazy, just low-key, you know, lazy. And I would rather do nothing but, you know, spend the day in bed and reading some good books or cranking out some chapters to my, you know, latest book. Excuse me, I need to get some water. But I know also that if I do that, you know, I'm not going to get anything done. So even though I'm lazy, so it's a struggle for me. I'm not like a morning person. I'm not one of these people that just jumps up in the morning that's really chipper, you know, and eager to start the day. I thank God for every morning that I'm given, and I know that it is a blessing, but I don't want to get out the comfortable, warm, cozy bed. You know, my imprint is in this bed. I have been laying here for 6 to 8 hours, and, you know, I'm comfortable. So I definitely don't want to get up. I don't drink coffee, so I don't have that caffeine boost to kind of get me started. So it's a struggle, and I know that. And I know that if I don't just do it and get up and get things going, I could potentially be in bed all day. So, you know, I realize that about myself, that I get in a comfort zone, into this place where it's not that I don't want to succeed or that I don't want to go to the thing or I don't want to do this or that. It's just I've just gotten so comfortable here where I am. I know what to expect here. It's safe, you know, and all those things that you tell yourself about, you know, actual comfort zone, like being snuggled in bed, or a comfort zone of being in a situation where you know everything that's going to happen. You know the outcome if you go this way, you know, and there's so many unknowns out in the world. But like I said, having said that, I know that if I set a goal to change, to do something, you know, I can't like be focused on like saying, oh, you know, I'm going to lose, you know, 20 pounds by the summer. That's just realistically, I probably could do that, but that just is such a mind fuck, I think, when you put that kind of stuff out there, because then you go about the business of trying to starve yourself, or you go on these crazy diets, or you hit the gym with all the other thousands of people that are, you know, pledging to do the same thing. And then halfway through it, you kind of retreat back to your comfort zone. I think what needs to happen maybe for me is I'm just going to try to, and I'm just using a weight thing because I know a lot of people probably can relate to that because that's like the number one resolution that people make for the new year. For me, what I'm going to, you know, try to do is I just need to start eating more vegetables. I need to stop eating so much sugar, you know, and I just need to move around. You know, I have a Fitbit and I'm kind of obsessed with getting those 10,000 steps every day. So, you know, the process part is what I kind of focus on. But, you know, I just have to be honest with myself that I, you know, it overwhelms me to have these overarching goals that, you know, I feel like, okay, well, if I don't reach them, then I'm a failure. And then that makes you kind of retreat more into yourself and want to go get another donut because you didn't lose the 20 pounds, but maybe you lost 11. And I think things like that should still be celebrated. You know, you can't consider it a fail if you actually lost weight and that's what your goal was. So, or maybe that's what, you know, you do. You, instead of like putting numbers to stuff, and you say, I want to lose weight. So if you lose 1 pound, or you lose 20, you succeeded, you know, and I'm not trying to like be a, we got to like have low expectations or whatever. But I think we just live in a society where people are just trying to overachieve. And like I said, I am 46. I'll be 47 this year. Let me tell you, I have been there. I have, you know, had like 7 or 8 jobs in my lifetime. I have a college degree. I have 2 kids. I'm married. I've been in the single girlfriend group, you know, where all this competition, not necessarily in single girlfriend group, but just in life, there's just so much competition and so much messaging out there about achieving and what success is. Success is so subjective, you know, and I'm finally understanding that my life can look the way that it is, and I can be considered success or feel successful even though I'm not in a 20-room mansion, or I'm not a celebrity, or I don't have 50,000 followers, you know, on Instagram, or I'm getting, you know, thousands of likes on my pictures, because that's not what it's about for me. And I think in 2017, that's what we need to do. Individually, we need to take stock of who we are, what we're capable of. And I think that's the only way that we're truly going to be able to see any change or growth is, you know, just by embrace who you are first and foremost. How can you try to fix something you never liked? Because I really think that once it's fixed, you still aren't going to like it because you're doing it for the wrong reasons. So I'm just encouraging everybody in 2017 to, it doesn't have to be new year, new you. I mean, barring any serious, like life-threatening illnesses or anything, you know, and you're trying to maybe get your health under control, you have some destructive habits, you know, that you're trying to leave in 2016, by all means, change is necessary and you need to do whatever you need to do to make sure that, you know, you're safe, that you're healthy, that your mental space is where it needs to be. But if you're just someone that, you know, you've been wanting to start a blog or you've been wanting to write a book or whatever, don't put so much pressure on yourself to meet some arbitrary standard of success that you see, you know, because you're looking at somebody else's life or somebody else's journey. Run your own race. Do you, you know, I had a book come out in 2015 and I was it 2015? Look, I don't even know when it came out, 2014. And it was 2015. Sorry about that. Yeah. 2015. I had my first book come out, you know, and I had another book come out later that year and I'm about to release my third book this year. And I did that in my 40s, you know, and I'm not telling you to wait till you're 40 or, you know, just coast through life, but just stop putting so much pressure on yourself. Because to me, that is how people fail. It's like if you haven't met, you know, this arbitrary deadline, then you didn't make it. You're a failure. Just pack it up, give up, and, you know, don't even try again. It's not true. Every day that you open your eyes, it's a second chance for you to do you, to do better, and to be better than you were the day before. So that's it. That's all I wanted to say today. I'm so excited about this journey with the podcast, hoping that it can also be a way for me to document this year, and that hopefully, you know, people that are listening actually get something out of it. To learn more about me or my books or what I'm up to, you can log on to my website at tracymomie.com. That's TRACIEMOMIE.com. And I just wish everybody a happy new year. And until next time, be great.